It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. You know, usually I don't allow kids playing hooky to come into the studio during school, but we're making an exception today, aren't we, Tate?
Yes.
We are joined by Tate and his mom, Beth Kester. They are from Gladbrook, and they are here because they want to talk about NF. And NF, I'm going to try and say it first, Beth, before you neurofibromatosis. How about that? And they are going to be participating in a walk called Shine a Light NF Walk on Saturday, September 18th at Gateway Park in Cedar Falls. And it's good to have you both here. You ready to talk, Tate?
Yes.
All right. How you doing?
Good.
Is this better than being in school?
Yes.
So why are we talking to you? What do you want people to know?
About NF.
Okay. What do you want them to know about?
I don't know.
Do you want to tell them about, you know, should they come and participate in the walk?
Yes.
Why is that? What happens? You walk and then what do you do?
Get soaked.
You what?
We get soaked.
Ah, you get shirts. You get shirts, but then don't you also collect something else?
Raise money.
You raise money.
Yeah.
So what does the money go for?
The doctors.
The doctors.
To get rid of NF.
To get rid of NF. So if I ask you, what is NF and why do you have it? Can you tell me that?
I don't know why.
You don't know why? Do you know what it is?
No.
You just know you have it, right?
Yes.
That's why you got a mom, right?
Yes.
Well, Beth, tell us a little bit about NF and what it is all about, because I didn't know a lot about it before I got an email on this, but then, you know, I don't pretend to know everything. That's the reason we have people like you on. So tell us about it, Beth.
Sure. We didn't know much about it either until he was diagnosed, but it's a genetic disorder that affects 1 in 3,000 births, and it causes tumors to grow on the nerves throughout their body, so like on the nerve endings. Mm-hmm. It can be internal, external. It doesn't matter your race, your ethnicity, either gender, you get it equally. And the problem is it leads to a lot of physical problems. You can be blind, deaf. You can have abnormal bones, disfigurement, learning disabilities, a lot of pain. I think that's a big one. And sometimes cancer even. The tumors can be cancerous as well.
So how did you discover that Tate had a tumor?
He has a twin brother who was having trouble seeing, and it was like right on their second birthday. And so we went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor found it first here in Marshalltown, the Wolf Clinic. And they sent us to Iowa City to just check out what it was. And they didn't say anything, but it was our eye doctor, the ophthalmologist in Iowa City, who actually said, Tate has NF. I was like, what?
I said, what's
what
that?
Is that? I couldn't even spell it. I couldn't even write it down. So that's when it all started. And then we've had lots of doctor's appointments.
Yes.
Right? Lots of trips to Iowa City.
Yes.
But he's stable. Our last appointments were February and here in August. And his tumor hasn't grown since they found it, which
that's
is wonderful.
Good. That's wonderful.
Very wonderful. And so, you know, that's what we've learned.
So that's what we've learned. So do you talk a lot about, to your friends at school or anybody about NF? Do you tell them, hey, I've got something, you know, near my eye?
No.
Doesn't make any difference to you?
No.
Does it ever bother you, Tate?
No.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And how old was he when it was diagnosed?
2.5.
You were 2.5. Way to answer. Step right up there. Attaboy. Attaboy. So do you do many of these type of fundraisers? Have you done some other of these walks, Tate?
I don't know.
No.
This is your first?
This is the big one for Iowa, the Shine a Light NF walk. Every state has one, I mm-hmm. think, in some cities. This is the big one. We've done some local ones at home in Gladbrook. The community of Gladbrook and around has been amazing for us. We have wonderful friends and wonderful community, and we sell shirts. Titans mm-hmm. for Tate is our team, and every year we pick out a different shirt and different colors. And what color is it this year?
Orange.
Yeah.
Orange. I like orange.
And then we'll wear them to the walk, and then proceeds from the people who buy those goes to Titans for Tate.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go to the walk, there's a silent auction, and you can donate online, and it's pretty small compared to your American Heart Association, mm-hmm. those big ones you have. And that's why part of our goal doing this is to spread the word and educate and teach people, because it says it's rare, but there's actually more than you realize out there, and just want people to be accepting and learn about it.
Well, we talk about neurofibromatosis, but really, that you know, you'd say, okay, so there's a neurofibromatosis network or something like that, but they talk about it under the auspices of the Children's Tumor Foundation. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a very large supporter of NF research. It's non-governmental, and it helps with NF2 because there's NF1, NF2, and mm-hmm. then schwannomatosis. So there's actually three different kinds depending where the tumors are and things like that and how they grow. And they work really hard to educate people. They have a lot of events. Like we'll have a symposium with the hospital in October that we go to where doctors present some of the things they've learned, the newest, greatest update on sure. medical things. And now that, you know, I never paid attention before till now, and now I'm learning a lot of medical things. So it's just important, you know.
Well, you know, and it's amazing what you learn once you're faced with something like that. But yes. then, you know, like I said, I really had not heard of NF until I was getting some communications about maybe having you and Tate on the radio with me. And it's like, gee, this is great because I get to learn something too. And you know, this is, it's rare, I know, because some of the information I have says there's fewer than 200,000 cases per year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you put it in that phrase, I think it's a little misleading because 200,000 is a lot.
Yeah. Well, we were shocked. We had never heard of it, you know, and it is hereditary or it can be spontaneous. And so once the word was given to us, we went out and were like, have you ever heard of this? And a lot of people hadn't. And then recently, I work for South Tama, and they recently did a support day for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we found other people in our school district who actually had NF.
Really?
So, yeah, it was really neat. So it's been an interesting road, learned a lot. He's doing so well. That's the greatest we can ask for.
Well, that's great.
But we'll see. There's no way to know how it's going to end. Like, there's no way to determine how his case will be.
We don't know when it's going to end.
Right. We don't know what it's going to be like when you're older.
Yeah.
Right. And so.
Wait, how do I know when it's done?
It's never done.
It's never?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's
That's part of the reason you do the walk, so you can raise money so they can find a cure, so maybe it can be done, right?
Yeah. Yes. When you're an adult, yeah. We got to keep trying.
Yeah.
So, Tate, what's your favorite subject in school? Do you have one?
No.
No? Do you like school?
Kind of.
You like sports better?
Yes.
So, are you a sports star?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you like to play?
Football.
What position do you play?
Lineman.
Lineman. Wow. You don't look big enough to be a lineman. Aren't you going to put on, if you're going to be a lineman, aren't you going to have to put a little bulk on you or something?
No.
You're learning, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
He's learning. It doesn't, you know, and you cannot tell just, you know, I mean, this is on the radio, but the tumor is inside his eye, so mm-hmm. You really don't see it. So,
no,
I'm sure people go, well, we have a son with NF, and I say, oh, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, and it's funny because if we had never gone to the eye doctor, we could have gone years and never known, mm-hmm. you know. And so there's some that are internal, and that's the problem, that it depends where they are to affect vital parts of a person, their brain, their spine, things like that. And we've been really lucky. He's been great. He's been very fortunate.
So are they making progress in any of the research? I'm sure you keep up on some of that with everything else. Are they making some progress? Are they learning more about NF?
Yeah. And as a before, when if you ever came across someone with NF, you'd be like, well, why don't they have those tumors taken off? It's not that easy. They're attached to nerves, and there's a lot of nerve damage and a lot of pain, and there's no guarantee they won't grow back. So back last year in 2020, there was the first ever treatment approved by the FDA for inoperable plexiform neurofibromas.
Hey, you did good with that.
I know. I have to go slow. And it's one of the very first treatments ever allowed, and so that's really great to hear. We weren't able to have a walk last year. We did it virtual, and the symposium we didn't have, so I'm interested to see what they present to us this year for the symposium. But yeah, that's all there really is, and I do believe they are doing more surgeries now to remove them, but it's not as easy as you would think. Like, it's a very challenging process.
Well, Tate, let me ask you this. Do you think much about the fact that you have this NF? Do you really think about it, or are you just too busy being a kid?
I don't know.
You don't know?
The only thing you think about is going to McDonald's.
No.
After we go to the doctor.
No.
Because we've had a lot of doctors. When he was little, we were going to the doctor every 3 months. Okay. And we have a lot of different doctors.
Oh, I imagine.
You know, we have a neurologist, genetics, eye doctor, ophthalmology, oncology, endocrinology. We have just the whole gamut. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to McDonald's afterwards, so... As long as he got McDonald's, he was game.
Hey, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. So, as a parent, how important has the CTF Foundation? How important has it been for you as a parent?
Very. It's a big player. A lot of support. We have a division leader that has been wonderful, Claudia, and. She'll call and check on us, and if we need anything, helps organize the walk and raise the funds, as well as just, you know, helps put things on, like the symposium. Mm-hmm. They help put that on and educate, and they've got pamphlets for teachers, and they have information on their website where you can find out all sorts of different activities and things like that, how to donate. Or even the genetics part of it, understanding how just about it. Okay. A lot of people don't, you know, like I said, a lot of people don't know.
It's rare. It's not right out there. Okay. Shine a Light NF Walk, Saturday, September 18th, 9 a.m., Gateway Park in Cedar Falls. If you'd like more information, here's a website for you. Shine a Light Walk, all one word, shinealightwalk.org/Iowa2021. So I hope you get a few more folks who are willing to help you out, maybe even show up and walk with you on that
day. Yeah, we usually have a big team. We have some great people who
probably
show
lot.
Up. We have a lot, don't we? We have a big team.
And it's numbers.
Yep, we have a
what
lot.
What number are we?
Oh, I don't remember. Like, how many people do you mean?
No, what number? Do we do the numbers?
No. Well, our shirts are orange. Our team all will wear orange shirts.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's all ran by volunteers. And
Beth, thank you for being here and for bringing Tate. Tate, thank you for being here.
You're
welcome. It's good to see you. You got to go back to school?
Yes.
All right. We'll be good. Thank you both for being here. And thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.